Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast about purpose-driven entrepreneurship, where we explore strategies to grow your business while making a meaningful impact. Get ready to level up and leave your mark on the world. Let's talk a little bit about ambitions today. Each and every one of us has ambitions in one form or another. For some of us, those might be very specific goals, but I kind of look at the two as slightly different. Ambitions being a little more ambiguous. Like, my ambition is to create as much impact on other people as I can, to always be the type of person that brings the level of the room up a little bit. Now, I'm not always that person. Sometimes I'm completely the opposite. Like, when I walk into the room, the energy levels may drop, okay? But I am working, like my ambition is to be somebody that other people love to be around and love to talk to and love to hear from. That's an ambition. A goal is more specific. It's laying out specific things I can do in order to achieve my ambitions. Each and every one of us has ambitions of some kind, regardless of our age. Okay. This is demonstrated by kids when they're small because they dream of becoming a doctor or a dentist or, you know, racing in motocross. That was one I had. Playing baseball. That was another one I had. I didn't fulfill those things, but they were dreams or ambitions that I had. As we get older, we still have ambitions, but the question is whether they change and whether or not we get any closer to actually achieving them. And it takes a lot of work. Having those dreams, those ambitions, those desires is fine, but we have to go a step farther to make those things become reality. And that is what ambitious people do. They go after what they want. They go after it and they don't allow anything to get in their way. Of course, there's setbacks, but there's always ways around and through those setbacks. An ambition might be a really lofty goal. It might be something that's to become a billionaire. Okay. It might be huge and it might seem impossible to reach. Sometimes they're like, oh my goodness, this is a mountain and I've got two broken legs, so I'm never going to climb it. That's what it can feel like. But instead of trying to get to the top of the mountain before we've even started, we have to look at different ways of thinking about it, okay? We got to break it down into smaller action steps, smaller sections that we can actually set specific goals for. If you want to own your own house, you don't say, all right, I've got to save $1 million in order to buy the house. You need to break it down into smaller steps. What's the first thing I need in order to own my own house? Well, probably need to have good credit because I don't have the capacity to save up that much money before I die in order to cash off a house. So I need good credit so that I can borrow the money. Then I also need money for a down payment. So what can I do to work on those things? And if you break it down and you tackle one at a time, soon you'll have reached that ambition of owning your own home. And you got to be very specific with each step. How great do I need my credit to be? Do I need 650 or do I need 800? And that's going to depend on how much money you're going to need to borrow. How big a down payment do you need? How much money do I need to save in order to have that down payment? That's going to depend on the amount of money you're trying to borrow, the house that you want to buy. All of those things are going to affect how long this goal is going to take, how long this step towards reaching my ambitions. Okay. Your first step may be having to find a better paying job so that you can own your own home. There's lots of different ways you can break this down and things that you'll need to do. But no matter how long it takes to reach the goal, you always need to keep that in sight. And at this point, I'm kind of getting goals and ambitions intertwined because it has to be an ambition first before it can become a goal. But once you break it down into those goals, it's super achievable. Think about J.K. Rowling, who wrote the Harry Potter series. never read those books, but the story goes that she had this idea for these books. And this is stories of countless authors. They go to dozens of publishing houses and get rejected over and over and over again until finally the book sells. Somebody's like, yeah, we'll take a shot at it. And it becomes massive. It achieves massive success. That's what you got to do, is be persistent. Persistency over time, persistency and consistency over time is what drives success. As long as it's focused in the right direction on the right ambitions and goals. When you break down those ambitions and those goals and you identify what you got to do in order to achieve it, that's a process that allows you to stay on track and allows you to stay motivated. As you complete each section or each goal, each stepping stone along the way to achieving it, you cross that off your list. You have a little celebration. You're like, yay me, pat myself on the back, and get back to work knowing you're one step closer. You rinse and repeat until you've achieved your ambitions and your dreams and your goals one by one by one. Next thing you know, you've got everything you want in life. As Zig Ziglar said, though, always remember this. You can have everything you want in life. No, I'm sorry. Let me back that up a bit. You can have anything you want in life as long as you help enough other people get what they want first. Okay, and he also said, I believe it was him who said this, you can have anything you want in life, you just can't have everything you want in life. So always remember that. And always remember that good things don't just drop into your lap. Those big achievements, that high success, it's not going to happen for you. You have to go out and make those things happen. And the best way to do that is by making your goals line up with your ambitions, with the things that you truly want in life. Success will come before you know it. As long as you keep those things aligned, keep it aligned with your purpose, those things will happen for you. So I hope this little podcast has been an encouragement for you to go out, set high ambitions, set goals towards achieving those things. Check those goals off one by one by one by one by one. Next thing you know, you'll have all of those things that you wanted to achieve in life. You will have done those, and you'll be ready for newer, bigger, better, badder things. Do good work.